Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Show Summer Fun Edition. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And as usual, I get to hang out with awesomely cool people. Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's, I don't know, feels kind of a random week. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to the weekend. It's only tomorrow, and I have another audit meeting tomorrow, so I'm like, but I'll get through that and then get to the weekend. And so yeah, not bad. Weather is okay-ish. It's fine.
Well, that's better than crappy.
Not much to say about that.
Yeah. Well, great to see you. And speaking of great to see someone, Ian, I feel like it's been forever. How are you? And welcome back.
I'm great. And it has been forever. I've been on holiday. I've been a couple of weeks in Bucharest. I was away again last week because I was down in London. So, yeah, I've been having a good time, mind you. I've been working on classes up in the Northumberland hills and beaches and castles and stuff. That was all lovely. And this weekend I was down in London at Battersea Park and driving cars down on the Top Gear test tracks. I've been doing all kinds of good things. So
Nice.
yeah, no, but now I'm back to my usual. Well, for a couple of weeks, and then we've an event in a couple of weeks' time. We'll be away for that one. Then that should be back reasonably back to normal. But yeah, it's nice to be back.
Well, it's great to see you. It hasn't been the same without you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I mentioned it's Summer of Fun. So for those of you that don't know exactly what that means, it means that because Patrice is absolutely brilliant and came up with the idea clearly completely on her own. There's no way she could have seen what any other podcast network was doing and then copied that.
No,
That just
not at all.
No, just not even possible. Anyhow, came up with the idea of instead of taking a break from doing shows in the summer, we continue doing them, but since the news tends to be a little bit slower, we'll pick other topics, just random, whatever we want to talk about, and do the shows about those things. And absolutely brilliant idea. And so today we're going to talk about classic British comedy series.
Yeah.
And I think that will
brought to
probably
us by our resident Brit, right? On the show.
Well, it is the British Tech Network.
Yeah.
And there's a wealth of excellent stuff out there. There's a wealth of so much good comedy that's also still that still stands there and also stands the test of time, more importantly. There's stuff, Archie Bunker being your equivalent of the we're here, we had Till Death Us Do Part, the same kind of mentality. You couldn't do that now. That wouldn't, even though it was poking fun at those type of stereotype of people, you can't do it anymore. So, but we've got such fantastic stuff to do. But if we go right back, Monty Python, we all love.
Let's talk about that.
that's always a good start. Four fantastic movies, TV show that really sort of started it all off. And even now, there's still bits and pieces going on.
I mean, the Monty Python stuff has even made it into memes and into like everything. So pop
Tis
culture,
but a scratch.
And not just in the UK. Like, I mean, even in Germany, people know the Ministry of City Walks. And if they have never seen it, they at least know the gifts from it.
Right? Yeah. And of course, there's always the dead parrot thing, which appears everywhere. Yeah. And that's universal. Funnily enough, one of the things that myself and my colleague that I work with is Romanian. And comedy is one of the things we both really sort of enjoy. And it's occasionally we end up doing the dead parrot sketch at some point or another between the two of us because of something that's happened. And so that's just really, and so it's something universal that kind of links to both of us together. You know, it's brilliant. Those sort of things when you start doing
it's
them.
True.
It has ceased to be, it is no more. It is an ex-parrot, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, for me, being in the United States, British comedy was this exotic, magical thing that as a kid you get exposed to on the public broadcast network, PBS, and so public television. And so so Monty Python was my first exposure, probably at the age of 8, to British comedy. And then it branches out from there. And then so then it was shows like Fawlty Towers, Are You Being Served?
Oh, yes.
And then getting into what seemed like the real cutting edge stuff right up there with Monty Python, then started getting exposed to Blackadder, and then Lady of the House, Bouquet speaking, Keeping Up
Oh, God.
Appearances.
Keeping Up Appearances, I hated that. I absolutely despised that. I know, I realized that it was hugely popular around the world. It really was. It was one of those ones that apparently was massive. And I could not abide it, unfortunately. It's
It
one of those
was
ones that.
for a certain group, it was very popular here.
There is actually one. I was thinking, like, what was my first? And I thought, like, was it maybe Monty Python? Because I know my uncle was a big fan of Monty Python. Was it maybe Mr. Bean? But no, there's
Oh,
that
Mr.
you mentioned
Bean.
one. There's one that you like, since you mentioned Lady of the House. There is one that is oddly super popular in Germany. That I think in the UK has never, like, it's British comedy, and in the UK I don't think anybody has heard of it. And that is Dinner
Go
for One, it's called. Dinner
on.
for One.
Yes, dinner
It's
for, if I
I haven't
remember
heard
what
of
it.
this one.
It in Germ like I can tell you, for literally decades in Germany, on New Year's Eve, everybody's watching that. Every year, like, it doesn't change, it doesn't get any better or worse, it's the same thing, and people watch it at least once a year. I mean, it's crazy, but
Getting out of
it's
Spain
Germany. I
here.
don't know how that happened in Germany, why especially Germany loves that particular show, but it is all, like, it's everywhere, like, but only on New Year's Eve. You cannot watch it any other time of the year. New Year's Eve is dinner for
That's
one.
fascinating. And it
It's,
says here the
as I said,
BBC wasn't interested. It didn't meet our
no,
standards.
it's probably even crap. Like, no, it's not just probably crap. It is crap, but it is so crap that it's actually quite fun from the German. I mean, you know, Germans are not known for,
No, for their
like,
sense of humour.
being
Though I do know
very
a couple of Germans that have
funny.
got a great sense of humour from Europe,
Yeah, but it's very different and very difficult sometimes. No, it's like the story of an old lady who celebrates her, I think, is it the 100th birthday or something, like, or 99th
90th,
birthday,
90th.
90th birthday, but all her friends have died since. And her butler is basically pretending to be every dinner guest and getting drunk in the process because, for sure, they have to toast every time. And well, it turns out also in the end that like, he has other duties, let's call it, to serve the lake. So they go upstairs, and that's the end. But it's like, I mean, from a German perspective, quite funny, like, quite funny thing. I know the butlers, like, the butler always asks, like, must I, Miss Sophie? And she says, just to please me, James. And then he's like, okay, I'll do my very best. Yeah, that's kind of, as I said, it's probably not great, but every year, I mean, I don't know, like, younger generations, I don't know who's watching it still, but, like, above a certain age, I think everybody has seen it. Like, 30, probably 30 plus. Everybody has seen it. Dinner for One, every year, New Year's Eve. Every TV station in Germany, public, private, does not matter. Everybody is showing it at some point. So that is, for me, the very first memory watching it. And it was, like, in English. There was no, it wasn't, which is unusual in Germany. Usually in Germany, everything is dubbed, or at least you have subtitles. This was literally not dubbed, no subtitles, nothing. It's literally the original.
And it was brought apparently according to this, it was done in sort of theatre. from 45 onwards, from 1945, it was done in theatres across the country, and I guess it ran its course and then went, yeah. And Europe picked it up and was gone with it. The
Yeah,
two the two
Germany's picked
leads,
it. Yeah.
Frinton and Walden, the two leads, are they it's the same original folk.
It's the same thing as I said. I mean, I'm as far as I know from the probably 50s or 60s onwards, literally every year. For decades. So that's probably the first British comedy in air quotes that I do remember actually.
Talking of Christmas, I mean, one of the other staples of the 70s and the 80s were double act comedy duos in the UK. There were two, Morecambe and Wise and the two Ronnies. Did they ever hit your part of the world? Ronnie Barker and
No.
because
No.
those were the big ticket, one of the big ticket things you watched at Christmas was these double acts would appear, lots of skits and sketch shows, very, very funny. The one of the abiding funny sketches, and you can still find it on YouTube now, is one called Four Candles, about a guy going into a shop and buying four candles. Surely you mean four candle, and so it goes on with the whole sort of pronunciation and not getting it. Yep, look on YouTube, Four
I have to
Candles.
look that up.
Two Ronnies, it's very, very funny. There's also been a more modern version of it done with one of the actors young a younger actor play one part, and the one surviving member of the duo now as the shopkeeper, and that's equally funny with asking about things like, have you got any blackberries? And apparently a blackberries turn up rather than the and so on and so forth. You know, it's that kind of comedy. But these were
Bengals
staples of
is
our.
a
Okay, finally stopped. Sorry. I was opening the dinner for one video link to put it in. It couldn't stop it.
It was a staple of Christmases, and you sit down, look forward to them. And the other team were Morecambe and Wise, Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise. Again, very much the same set of skits. There's a superb one with him with a Hoodie Menuhin. They got some of the most famous people there, and they queue up to be part of this thing and to have basically a fool's made of with these two comedians, and they did it so brilliantly. So brilliantly. It was really, I mean, those sort of things, I haven't seen anything like it since, and I don't know whether it would ever come back, but those kind of sketch shows were a staple of Christmas. You'd look forward to that because that was something that
Not in
you were going to
Germany.
enjoy.
Not in Germany,
Stay.
so that I can tell you.
A shame that they are.
I looked it up. 1962, it according to Wikipedia, it was recorded by the like Northern German public
Yeah.
television. Or radio,
Oh,
whatever,
the dinner
public
for one thing.
broadcaster. Yeah, I did there for one thing. It was in 1990, as of 1995, it was the most frequently repeated television program in Germany. But that's how popular it is.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's, as I said, goes to this day, like released July 1963, they say. So, yeah, I put the link in. You can still watch it for free, so if you want to.
Cool.
But I mentioned the other one, Mr. Bean. That's the one that I really do remember watching, like when I was very little. Like Rowan
Yeah,
Atkinson as
Mr.
Mr.
Bean, yeah.
Bean, like with my parents or my uncle, and that was because I mean you didn't really there was not a lot of speech, right? He didn't he barely ever spoke at all, and it was still funny.
Oh, yeah.
And you understood it. I mean, at that point, I don't think I spoke any English because I mean that you would learn English in school started, I think, in fifth grade back then. I mean, nowadays they learn it in kindergarten, but in Germany. But back then, fifth grade was the beginning. So that would have been you're like 9 or 10 or something
Yeah, I mean
ish, something like that.
I suppose that's calling back to the original silent comedy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
It really
exactly.
is. It really is calling back to silent comedy and visual gags that work so well, so well. Bean and all of that series of
Yeah,
thing. But
very
another thing,
physical,
and going
like
into the
the
80s and 90s, the new Mr. Bean was a thing you'd look forward to as well.
Oh yeah.
For
I yeah, even the movies.
the same reason, you'd look forward to that because that would always be a treat for Christmas and
Yeah,
piece of
that's
comedy
happened.
and
I remember in my family, as I said, my uncle and my dad were both big fans of him. And as I said, I mean, they spoke English quite well. Actually, my uncle more than my dad, but they spoke English quite well, and like they were big fans of anything. Like they were Anglophiles. But like as I said, even for me, not speaking English at all, my sister, like we could watch it and understand it and found it funny.
Yes,
And
because it's that
that's
universal thing. Man
yeah.
falls over, man does
Yeah.
something really ridiculous with a
Yeah.
car
Or
and sits
whatever.
on the roof while
Goes with a
driving it
fish
home.
into a store to buy a pen and tries out and likes that. I remember, or like
Exactly.
there's so many, like, and they're so memorable. Like the like I still feel it and remember it. There's this one sketch where his car gets like a tank drives over his car. He goes to like some military show, whatever, and at the end his car gets basically like flattened by it by a tank. And I can feel it, the sadness in him, like that his
Yes.
beloved little
It would have
Mini that
been
he
it.
had with like the where he took the steering wheel with him and like had the lock at the door, like the extra padlock and whatever, like this beloved car that he had, and it was very iconic even that it got destroyed. And all he had, I think, at the end was his license plate, if I remember correctly, or his
Yeah.
mirror, I don't
Well,
remember, something like that.
there's also another one mentioned in the chat. Now, I've just noticed Trigger's appeared, and he's talking about a really, it was great fun, but terrible in a terrible also in equal measure. Called "Hello, Hello." If any of you've encountered
I've
this,
heard of that
yes.
one, but I know
So,
nothing about it. I know
premise.
that the title.
Premise is French cafe, middle of the Second World War. They're hiding resistance members in one. They've got resistance members that come in the cafe. They have Germans that come in the cafe. They're hiding airmen in the loft, and in shoes. Including the usual cod German and cod French, including there's hilariously, again, the bad pronunciation kind of thing of one Englishman that's supposed to be the local policeman, but his French is terrible. And so he's but it's not even French and it's not even English, and it's just so and it is funny. And I remember that to this day. Trigger, yes, completely. It was
Yeah,
that was that.
it is he or she, they said that it did not it he said it enabled me to improve my French and German. Not.
Yes,
No, see,
completely.
not.
Listen, after your
See?
explanation, Trigger's second line is really funny. Well played.
Yes.
To give you a flavor, I shall say this only once, and that's kind of that's the level of slang which
Got
skills you needed. The
it.
Germans and all of that. It's that
Oh,
kind of stuff. It was
it's so funny.
honestly, if you can find a bit on YouTube, have a watch. It's 30 minutes of stupidity and very, very funny. And there was was one of those series long-running gags going through episode to episode to episode. There was a stolen painting which was known as "The Fall of Madonna with the Big Boobies" by Van Klomp that would eventually would move around the place. And the crew that did this particular series were also the same actors that were in "Heidi High." If you've ever seen that
Haven't
series,
heard of that one either.
that
I'm
one's
so American.
British holiday camps. So back in the 60s, you know, people would go off to these holiday camps and they'd have a Bartlings and Pontins being the two classics. And they'd have redcoats that come in and well, they'd be the people for the entertainment team. And that group of actors did the same thing for there. And it was, again, equally really, really good. The writers as well. It's the same group of writers too, I think. And again, brilliant, brilliant sort of situational comedy of its time and of its place. And it's still there's still some funny stuff there. It really is.
There, there's a lot. I was just thinking about another one. So this one actually, like for the like, I don't know if it's true, but I have a feeling it kind of influenced the modern day. Like to like the Tonight Show, that kind of like the show with like you have a stage and you have a little sketch, maybe even SNL, something like that. And that's a bit of Ryan Lorie with Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry, which are well known even in America. I mean, you like Stephen Fry for sure, and Hugh Laurie as like I mean House, I think probably most famously. But I was like I discovered that and I was like, wow, this was actually really, really good. And I mean, Hugh Laurie really like really young, Really
Oh,
funny
they
and
were,
really good
yes.
piano player.
Yes, he is. He's
Really
a
good. I
musician in
mean,
his
we
own
know it from
right.
House a little bit because he does play then, but he, I mean, that was his thing. Like, he would play like funny songs on his piano.
Yeah, I mean that didn't start. I think SNL probably got their ideas from. There's a
Yeah,
show
that's
that
good. You're
started
right.
Monty Python. That was the week that was,
Yeah, I think SNL was too long.
which
It's has been around for too long for that.
kind of inspired also Monty Python. Some of the cast were there. Some of the cast were in some of the other emerging comedy groups of the 60s, of the late 60s and early 70s that then burgeoned and became everything we see today. So
For sure. Yeah,
there's some
but I would
amazing
say
stuff.
SNL is kind of similar in let's
Yes.
say basics at least.
I mean, that still survives, which is fantastic. We don't have anything like that here that survives, really. A comedy generally is a series, but a sketch show. I haven't seen a decent sketch show for years of that format where you've got the skits going through a series of shows. We
Yeah,
do
that's
seem
true.
to have missed that
I don't
now.
remember any. Like there have been some, but they don't didn't last very long usually.
But no, that's really nice to see in the States how that still very much is alive and
But
alive and inst
we
very
have
much an
that. Yeah.
institution,
But
very much still an
it's like
institution, isn't it?
it is. It is. Yeah. But like a bit of Friend Laurie. I mean, I remember there was like a they had like as you said those long running skits where like they would come back to certain sets again and again and again. It's like basically create little
Yes,
stories that
yes.
continue over time. I mean, remember one
Yes.
where is it? I think Stephen Fry is the prime minister or something. And like of course completely clueless and Steve, but Hugh Laurie isn't very much better either. Like I think he's his assistant or something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And that was funny. Like there were so many. They had this thing of they had things that were one-offs and they tried and it was funny and then never came back. And then they had certain things that would happen over and over again. Like you would come back to that. I think a little bit Monty Python style as well because they had some go-tos that every now and then would also show up in places.
Yeah. Quite often those shows will build a set of characters, and then you'd see those in different situations over the course of a
Yeah, and
series.
SNL does that too. Like, I mean, especially the opening acts with especially the political side of the things, they're coming back quite often to certain things. So it's sad, but if you, I mean, I don't know, it's definitely on BBC iPlayer, I think still. Should be
Yeah,
at
they
least. I
weren't
haven't
worth a
checked
watch, but.
recently, but it should still be there. So if you have a chance to get to that, I can highly recommend that. It's funny. And it
Oh,
wasn't long. I
yes.
mean, those weren't very long shows. It wasn't like
30
hour or
minutes.
whatever shows.
30 minutes. There'll be
Yeah.
30 minutes, most likely. Most of those
Exactly.
kind of things are often just a lot of the things I've talked about now were 30 minutes long running comedy shows that went on for what felt like a long time. But probably if in today's when you've actually got the whole series dumped in one go, would probably be about 10, 12 weeks, maybe's worth of episodes. I mean, there's fantastic stuff.
I
But
mean
mentioning
the yeah,
Fry
go
and
for
Laurie. There's always the other show that they're both famous for, which is also would have got, which has got everywhere, I think, is Jeeves and Wooster.
Oh
Because
of course.
that was again,
That's the
that's
one
still
I haven't heard
comedy.
of.
You know, the
What?
classic PG Wodehouse
Yeah, I've heard of it.
stories. Then Fry and Laurie were the two. Laurie was the was Wooster. And Jeeves was Fry, and Stephen Fry was
Yeah,
Jeeves, and it
Stephen
was
Fry.
fantastic.
Yeah,
That
those
was
two
so that was
worked
kind of
really
mixing
well
comedy and
together.
that was again mixing comedy and drama, and that set the pair of them up. I think for a lot of things they did after,
Yeah,
really did
exactly.
kind of set the standard. That if you can find those, Jeff, they are well worth
Okay,
Jeeves and
yeah.
Wooster, as in P.G.
Jeeves and
Wodehouse, the
Wooster.
classic sort of. It's always a man, and it's a 1920s, 1930s. A well-to-do man and his butler, and the mishaps and the scrapes they get themselves into, and usually end up with Jeeves saving the day
Of
because he
course.
gets him out of trouble.
Now, I
And
have
that.
seen some Hugh and no, the other one. Look,
Stephen Fry.
yes. Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie, just as them doing their sketch stuff. My first experience with Hugh Laurie was Blackadder.
Yeah.
Also, not so well known that he was actually in Blackadder. I mean, most people remember Rowan Atkinson in that, but not a lot remember Hugh Laurie in it.
Oh yeah, because he was
But he's
in at least
brilliant in it.
he
It
was
yeah, he
in
was.
how many of the series? At least two of the series he was in
Yeah,
of Blackadder, because he was in the third, the Georgian period one, because he was the
right.
prince, and then he's in the fourth one that everyone knows about for the second for the First World War.
Right.
So he was in both of those series, and then was he in? No, he wasn't in the earlier ones. He wasn't in the second series, which is my personal favorite. Is the second series. And then there's the first series, which is even madder than all of the ones before, because the first series was made on location. They spent an awful lot of money. And it didn't quite hit when that first series came out. They had one last go at it with the second series, which was all done in studio, very cheaply, made a few sets, everything went around those, and it was so much better. The second series, I can quote verbatim for many bits and pieces. And it's just wonderful. I
For me,
recommend
that
highly if you
is.
can see it in, if you can find it on any one of any streaming services, do enjoy. It's very, very good. There's a few, if you want to kind of get some background, I think some of the, there is a couple of documentaries about the making of the series. Ben Elton was one of the leading lights on kind of the comedy itself, although it wasn't in it.
Very cool.
Yeah,
But
Blackadder was surprising
yeah.
for me because that's where I learned that Rowan Atkinson could speak.
That's true, yeah.
Because I only knew him from Mr. Bean since I'd seen all of
Yeah.
that.
That's so
So
true, yeah.
for me, that was really surprising to see him as this incredible physical comedy actor, but then to see the mastery over the English language that he has. And then later
What
on,
was the other
the
show that
Thin
he
Blue
did with
Line,
the
the
police
police one.
officer? Yeah,
Yeah, the Thin Blue
exactly. That one
Line.
I was
Yes,
thinking of.
Thin Blue Line. I'm pretty
No, it
sure it's
was
called Thin
different.
Blue
No, it
Line.
was
Yeah, Thin Blue
different.
Line. The police one was a Thin Blue. It was Thin Blue Line, again written by Ben Elton. The same stand. He's a stand-up comedian in the UK, and he's written an awful lot of stuff. He's really good. I used to enjoy him massively in the 80s and 90s, and yeah, he wrote that with. And that was really good. That's on iPlayer as well now, currently,
Yeah,
is
I
Thin
mean,
Blue
Miss
Line.
Rowan Atkinson is kind of like a national treasure at this point
He's
in the UK.
brilliant. Everything he touches is gold. Okay, other thing about Blackadder and Hugh Laurie, when at the time, the brand new TV series called House was starting to air, and they talked about this British actor Hugh Laurie who was playing the lead character, and I'm like, wait a second, this is supposed to be a drama and it's the dude from Blackadder? No way this is gonna work.
He's a proper actor and
That's
everything.
funny.
Yes,
yeah
it
he's
turns out he
it turns
is.
out he was really good at that.
Yeah, he's a proper actor and
There's
everything.
I mean there's a funny story that he told once about like how he even got cast into that. The kind of his agent kind of bullied him into even applying because he was like, ah, that's not like America and whatever, and that's not for me. And he was, I think, if I remember, the South Africa on shoot or something. But he got kind of bullied into submitting a tape. So he basically he kind of didn't want to do it, and like early morning, hadn't slept much, was kind of grumpy, and he did that. And he sent it in, and didn't, like he was like, yeah, whatever, phoned it in. He did it that the agent can shut up. And well, turns out that was exactly what they were looking for.
Surprise.
Yeah, so that and I mean that he played it so well, that grumpy kind of lovable person. Because you mentioned things that you can quote, for me that's Little Britain.
Oh, what is
Vastly
Little
inappropriate
Britain?
these days.
Vastly
Oh, I vastly
forgot about
inappropriate
Little
these
Britain.
days.
Vastly inappropriate these days.
But
That
it's
show is
like,
so funny and disturbing in
yeah.
equal
Oh,
measures.
yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm also the only gay in town. So, like,
Yeah, only gay in the village, yes, and all of that. Yeah,
yeah,
oh
in
my
a
God,
village.
right?
Yeah, there was, I mean, there were so many said inappropriate things, but it kind of, I mean, for me, the probably the most used gif that I still use to this day is the computer says no.
Oh,
Yes,
yep.
computer said no is still a thing.
All the time.
I use
Like, I
that
mean,
one regularly
literally, and I
too.
have a funny story about that. I said it so much in the office when I was in Phoenix, that my boss at some point I asked, like, we were in a meeting and I asked him for approval for something, and he did that. He was like, he tapped on his computer and he said, computer says no. And we were like, all of us were on the floor. It was so funny. And he did, I mean, he was German, so he did it like in the deadpan German serious, like, and I mean, of course it was a joke, but that was really good. So yeah, I mean, there's again, like, a lot of, I mean, I think the show was, I think, 99% go-to characters that they would have over and over, and situations that they
Yes.
put the characters in. So, and they were very memorable and very weird sometimes. I mean, the flute player guy, and I said the gay, the person with the massive phone in inappropriate places,
Oh my God, I love
complaining
him. Yeah.
about how bad it is here. Like,
And
yeah,
then
this
the
movie sucks. Yes.
women in the fat suits, that was the one I always remember. The
Yes.
two,
Yeah,
the
they
two,
had
the
like.
two, the two of them wearing fat suits, doing these kind of like these
Yeah,
strange women here, and that was horrendous.
and I mean, what was her name? The
Vicky.
lady nobody, Nikki. Yeah, but no, but yeah, but
Yeah, but no, but I only gave him a blowy.
Exactly. There's, there, I mean, there. It's just, I mean, that is more modern for sure, but it's also very, very much of its time. I don't think it would work as well these days.
Also, I mean, that's the classic, though. It's still a very much a classic of the mold of British of
Yes.
classic British comedy. It's the same mold as those story as the stuff we were talking about in the beginning of the sketch show, of the classic sketch show, SNL, of Monty Python, of all of those, of still recurring characters, funny stories, funny skits. I mean, there was another one called Harry Enfield was another famous guy here
Never
that
heard
you
of
may
that.
not have encountered that again did a similar thing, and there's stuff that still lingers today because of Harry and his show. I mean, he's long retired from the comedy business now, quite happily sort of sit there counting his money, I think. But there is, I mean, and there's still some of the guys. There was the guys who did one called The Fast Show. I mean, the two of them spend the time fishing now, and so I'm filming it kind of thing. So it's how we turn as we age. I mean, but from the Blackadder shows, there's a couple of other actors that are always worth a mention. Is Ali G, yes. But no, was another one that the was oh that derailed my brain there for a minute. It was Rick Mail and Aidan Edmondson and a show called Bottom.
Haven't heard
And
of
the
that
young
one.
ones,
Never heard of
and
that.
the young ones as well. They were in that
The
too.
young ones. Oh, I love the young ones. Four star heavy metal, right?
But if you're going
And the
for,
League of
if you,
Gentlemen, Trigger, thank you for bringing that up. I
oh my
absolutely
God.
adore League
Is it
of
a local
Gentlemen.
shop
It
for
is
local
so
people?
funny and disturbing.
Oh my God. I
Yes.
just saw, I was putting the link for Little Britain
Bottom,
in, and
Trigger.
I have forgotten
Bottom.
Anthony Head, the guy from Buffy,
Yes.
as the Prime
Yes.
Minister in Little Britain. I'd completely forgotten about him.
Yes.
Sorry, I interrupted you, but I thought,
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
wow, that's
yeah,
too
yeah,
funny.
yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
If you liked the young ones, Jeff, you need to see Bottom.
All right, I'll
It is the
check out
most
Bottom.
again, it's ridiculous, completely ridiculous. A lot of it is visual comedy. I saw it live. I saw them live, and it was amazingly funny. And they were doing things like taking the piss out of the audience. Anyone who got up to go to the toilet, they were looking around, where are you going? And things like this, and it was just really, really, it was really, really great. And then they break the fourth wall and you go, where are you two going? Go sit back down. We're about to watch this. But no, it's all the sort of thing of hitting each other with stuff and generally quality ridiculousness. All right. So
There's a
since you're
yeah.
in the UK
I am.
and you grew up with these shows all around you, so they weren't this exotic novelty thing like they are for me.
Course.
Of course, everyone loves Red Dwarf, but what
Yeah, which
about
one we haven't mentioned yet.
which we hadn't mentioned yet, but now we have. What about Absolutely Fabulous? Because
Yes, that was massive in
that
its
was
time. In the
fantastic. I
90s,
just loved it.
in the 90s,
That I have
that went.
not heard of.
Yeah,
Oh,
Joanna Lumley.
Patrice.
Joanna Lumley. Yes, you need to. That could be a retro rewatch if you can
Because
find the
I have
series.
seen all of Absolutely Fabulous.
That could be a
Okay.
retro rewatch. That would be a good a table's turned. In fact, because
No,
it's the
that's
other
not
way
how the
around.
show works. It's
Is it
about Jeff
not?
not having seen.
That's fair,
No,
yes.
we can. It is whatever we make it.
But yes, there is that whole series of I can't remember exactly the plot for that one now, but it's not one I watched particularly. I remember it. It was one that was hugely popular.
I mean, if
Hugely,
this is
hugely
correct, it
popular.
ran until 2012.
Yes, it did. Yeah,
92 to 2012, so a good 20 years.
yeah,
And
it completely.
they did a follow-up movie.
Yes. Jennifer Saunders, Joanna Lumley,
Yeah,
all good,
Joanna Lumley.
all
Now,
good.
I saw an interview with her. By the way, she was excellent as the doctor. But
Yes.
I saw an interview with her. This is many years ago, where she had auditioned, but she didn't think she was going to get cast in the show. And then when she found out she was, she freaked out because she had to work with Saunders. And she's like, holy crap, I have to go in and play opposite this icon. And she was like really freaked out and worried and I guess assumed she was going to get fired. But nope, didn't work out that way.
No, that was very successful. Along with her co-conspirator. I'm
I
sorry,
have a
go on, you.
question. Does Douglas Adams like Hitchhiker's Guide count as comedy or like the
Of
entire
course he
series
does.
basically?
Of course he
I'm kind
does.
of
Absolutely.
sci-fi, is it comedy?
It's both Pangalactic Largo Blasters and Brain the
Yeah, I
Size of a
mean, and
Planet. Of
especially
course he does.
the original radio that we talked about, I think, in the summer of one episode when we talked about radio plays.
Yes. We talked about radio, we mentioned it then. And yeah, it's still quality,
It's but
quality.
all of that I found, I mean, that's also very early on. I remember watching, I said, I think the original TV show, even like the old TV show from the BBC with my uncle, and that was fun. And then, I mean, The Hitchhiker, I never read the books and listened to the audiobooks and so on. I think I did
Yeah.
watch the movie, but yeah, it
Yeah,
was
81.
smaller,
The
it
TV series
was
was from
okay.
81.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I was. That was before my time, but I remember watching it with my uncle.
Oh, you sweet
Why
summer
is my video
child. I
freezing?
remember getting to hear the radio play on PBS radio or on public radio. And I had read the book, the first book. And which I guess at the time was the only book, but someone told me that they were doing a radio version that you could listen to, and that I might want to check it out. And so I would sit in my room because it was on Sunday evenings when they would do the episodes. And so I would go and sit in my room next to the little clock radio that was on the nightstand by my bed. And I would just sit there and listen to Hitchhiker's Guide on the radio. And then when I found out, probably from the same random person that I can't remember, that it was going to be a TV show as well. Well, I just flipped because I needed to watch that, and I actually own the original TV series on DVD,
Oh, nice.
and periodically, a couple times a year at least, I pull it out and watch it. I should probably just rip that and put it on my Plex, but yeah.
Oh,
I mean, there's others that come to mind. I mean, it's not classic British comedy, but Slow Horses, because I'm really enjoying it right now.
It's one
is
I need to catch up. I need to catch up. I haven't yet got
it's
to.
but it is funny. I mean, that is just, I mean,
There's some really
Gary
funny stuff in
Oldman,
it.
it's really funny.
If you're looking for modern British comedy that's worth a
Yeah.
watch, that's got a good cast, is
Yeah.
W1A. It's not new, but it's kind of it's a comedy documentary set inside the BBC and the various misadventures of this particular team, a load of people with really ridiculous titles that mean nothing. And they go to meetings to prove that they have something to do, kind of thing. And
So basically BBC, right?
yeah, it's a true life documentary, really, really is.
Exactly.
And Hugh Bonneville, so good, really good cast. People like Hugh Bonneville, there's
I have to watch that.
Jessica Hines
Oh,
and
she's good.
Sarah Paris,
She's good.
people you've seen in other things. They're all in that, and they are
Jessica
really
Hines,
rich.
she did Spaced with
Yes, that's exactly her.
how funny. How can I forget his name?
Now you've done it to me. I
And I
can't
don't know who you're
remember because
talking
I've
about,
talked.
so I have no clue.
Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz,
Yes, Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. Holy
Simon Pegg.
crap.
Simon
Oh, Simon
Pegg.
Pegg. Yes.
And with his
And Trigger, thank
co-conspirator,
you, Simon
Nick
Pegg.
Frost, his
Yes.
co-conspirator.
I mean, Simon Pegg. But I mean, those are actually also really good examples for really good comedy movies.
Yes,
Like Hot
yes.
Fuzz,
Yeah.
especially, is, I mean, ridiculous and ridiculously funny.
Oh,
It
it's
is.
yeah,
It's the
it's
Cornetto
Cornetto
trilogy.
trilogy. It's the Cornetto
Yeah.
trilogy.
It's the
Yes,
Cornetto trilogy,
and
exactly.
fantastic movies. Lots and lots of
I have a
fun.
Cornetto trilogy t-shirt even.
Excellent.
And it's great because every now and then someone will see me wearing the shirt and they know what it is.
Yes.
And yeah, that's
And
always a
then I
nice
do
thing.
this, and then of course there's a thing I can't. I think I've got a Winchester Tavern t-shirt, which is the same thing for the
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the
You
Dead.
wander
Yeah.
around with that, and people look at your t-shirt and go, "Oh, Shaun of the Dead!" You know, it's that's a. So yeah, completely, completely. It's all of those things are a lot of fun, a lot of fun, and again, pulling massively from the traditions. Spaced always gets my love because I remember that I had loads of stuff to do with the comics I loved at that period in my life as well. There's all the sort of 2008 AD Judge Dredd things turn up in it quite often, and that's all just fantastic. But yeah, the cast of W1A is really good. And there was a series before that called 2012, which was again a mythical documentary, same lead character, but now instead he's trying to organize the Olympics ahead of the Olympics happening. So the same idea, same amount of misadventures and silly buggers. But it was again really, really well done. Lots of fun and really well done. Those are modern comedies that I've seen recently that I must say seen recently in the last 10 years that was well worth a watch again, well worth sort of going back to. And for modern comedy of something to go to for now, and you've got it in the States as well, I believe. Now Ghosts.
Oh,
Heard
I
of
have
it.
heard about ghosts, and I've had a couple of
So
people tell
Ghosts.
me that they think it's really fun.
Yes, there's a US version of it. I don't know if it's any good or not. I've not seen. I've seen the UK one, and I enjoyed a lot of it. So again, cast comedy. A couple inherit a stately home. They arrive, and they discover one of the female of the couple. I can't remember her name, the character now. She can see the ghosts that live in the house, but her husband can't. And then it all goes on from there. And the cast of ghosts are amazing. There's all kinds of things from all periods of time. So I play it, go find it, go watch it. Really
All
great
right.
fun.
So in
Since you
that
were
same
going,
vein, oh, I'm sorry,
right,
Patrice, go
since you're
ahead.
going very much highbrow, I wanted to throw one in that I consider British comedy, even though others would say it's reality TV. Come Dine With Me. Long running British Come Dine With
Yeah,
Me. For me,
that
this is
does class as
comedy at
comedy.
this
I don't
point.
know about that one. That is
Yeah, basically
that's played
it's
for
supposed to
laughs.
be a reality TV show. People go around and like basically everybody cooks like I think one day of a week, like a full dinner, and you know, it's reality TV. Like what do you expect? Like drama and like all of that. But it's quite, I mean, it's not as bad
It's
as like
funny.
other shows. It's really funny oftentimes. like how serious some people
Completely.
take it and how much like it's good, it's great fun, and I think they can win some money at the end or whatever. But for
Oh,
me, this is comedy and not like reality TV because
yeah,
I think
no,
it's
that is
just
completely.
hilarious.
I haven't watched any of that for a while, but I used to watch that quite, we used to see that quite a bit in the evening. It was sort of a bit of random TV that would appear that was always
Exactly, kind
entertaining.
of that. Said not to probably we are probably the only two people in the world who would say this is British comedy, but it for me it is,
It's
of
sort of thing
course.
you don't engage your brain for. You can just sit and
Yes.
watch the car crash unfold kind of thing almost,
Yes.
for the
Yeah, but
most
it's
part.
really funny sometimes.
All right,
But
so I have a
yes.
question about a show that I can't remember the name of, and I'm curious if it is like theme-wise like ghosts, but I have seen this other show. The premise is you have a vampire, a ghost, and a werewolf living together in a flat, and they are trying to pass themselves off as just like regular humans.
Think it's called Humans, isn't it?
It's like being human
Being
or
human,
nearly
being human.
human.
Ah, being human,
Being
yes.
human, yes. I
Yeah.
know, I didn't get a
British
chance to watch
version,
that, but
not the
people told me it was
American
really good.
version.
Yeah, people have
Yes.
told me that's good. I've never got around to watching it.
Okay. Well, then I'll toss that out as a recommendation for you. I really
Cool,
enjoyed it.
cool.
I would call that one more of a dramedy than just straight up comedy.
Yeah,
but it's, I mean, that's fine. I had one flash through my mind for like a hot second. I've already forgotten it again. That was you
Then I
distracted
have
me
to.
with being human.
Being human, yeah, that's another really
Yeah,
good one.
there's some really cool thing. There was one that I really wanted to mention, and it's like we cannot not talk about it, and now I don't even know what it was.
I mean, it's the
Oh my
old
God.
stuff that Jeff mentioned, things like Are You Being Served? Which was set in a department store. And all the characters, and people still say, I'm free, and which was one of the
I
favorite one of the
mean, The
characters' famous
Office
catchphrase.
UK, like
Oh, of course,
the
The
original
Office, UK
Office.
Office.
Which is
Hands
better,
up.
way better. The American
Hated
is
it, hated it, hated it all,
horrible.
hated it all. Complete shite, hated it all,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
yeah.
Didn't
Oh,
hit
now
my
I
vibe.
remember.
I liked that
House
one
of
also.
Cards was the one I wanted to
I'm
mention.
sorry, I
But
spoke
okay,
over
let's.
you.
No, no, Jeff. No, no, Jeff. I spoke over you. You continue. I just
Oh.
remembered what I want to
To
talk
go
about.
along with the UK version of X of The Office, which I did enjoy, Extras.
Yes, same guys. Never
Yeah,
seen that.
it's another Ricky
Yes.
Gervais show, and in Extras, Ricky plays an actor, and basically he just keeps getting roles as an extra in TV shows and movies and doing commercials. And it's like his character from The Office in that there's this lack of self-awareness, but this strong ego and a lot of really, really bad life choices. And you sit there and watch it, and it's funny, and there's a lot to laugh at. But for me, it was like watching The Office, where I would watch it holding a pillow across my chest, rocking back and forth because it was so uncomfortable how horrible these situations were that they ended up in. And Extras, same vein, same style. Excuse me. And I thought it was incredibly funny. Hurt to watch, but totally worth it.
Well, sometimes
There's
it does. So I remember the
Go
show
on.
I wanted to mention House of Cards, the
The
British
original,
version,
the original
the
one.
original
Yes,
British
yes.
version. Very, I mean, the American is quite enjoyable and quite fun and let's say vastly more modern. But the original British one is what I really enjoyed about it. Like I think the Americans first because I didn't know it even existed, and then kind of discovered it and went back. And what I really enjoyed about it is how different it is. It's very, from my, that's very limited knowledge, very appropriate and very connected to the British system and how things work and how like people
Absolutely.
behave and so on. So it's similar to the American version. It's like people would be like, it's politics. And the one phrase that's stuck in my mind to this day and that I use often, very often, is, "You might very well think so, but I couldn't possibly comment." And that is
That
from
would
that
be,
show.
yes.
And people use it
Oh,
to this
yes.
day.
There's
I use
also
that
a.
sometimes when someone asks me something that I'm not allowed to comment on or don't want to comment on, I say that.
There
So.
was a superb series of two satire comedy shows in the late, well, no, 80s they were in. Now I've looked them up, called Yes, Minister and Yes, Prime
Yes,
Minister.
Prime Minister. Yes.
Which are
I've heard
based
the name
around,
Yes, Minister.
which are again classic comedy actors doing this again. First off, this minister for ministerial affairs, a completely non-entity job. A guy, he gets this job and he has a civil servant liaison. The civil servant liaison, played by Nigel, is that was that Nigel Hawthorne. He could construct these amazing sort of civil servicees where you were never quite sure whether what he said was right or wrong, and it was just amazing to watch. Brilliantly, brilliantly done by him. And again, the same thing followed. That same minister, by dint of, I can't remember quite how, ended up being prime minister, and you get the same set of tales, kind of the same interactions, and his long-suffering personal secretary. It's really, really good fun. Those I can highly recommend. Yes, Minister, and Yes, Prime Minister.
Yeah,
And
seeing
what is John?
them, they are hilarious. Like,
Yeah, those are really good. What we're touching on British comedy, I don't want to miss one that Trigger mentioned in the chat. Again, our British tech chat, which was an Irish comedy series that was hugely popular here and shown on Channel 4, called Yet Father Ted, which
I've
none
heard
of
of
you.
Father Ted.
Father Ted was
Not heard of
Arnold
that.
O'Hanlon. You may know from Death in Paradise if you watched any of that. He was one of the detectives in that series. He was the younger priest, and there was an older priest whose actor's name I can't recall right now. Two priests on a little island called Craggy Island and their misadventures. I still quote bits of that show today. There's a
I think
Christmas
I've seen
show.
that.
There's a Christmas
Yes.
show that I particularly remember that we end up watching once a year and kicking Father Brennan up the arse. And there is a whole host of Tea Father and all of this. And there's a whole host of stuff like this that's just amazing. And one of the funniest skits is about, they're even showing it here in the on the
In
IMDb
IMDb.
thing. There's the largest lingerie section in all of Ireland. A whole group of priests get themselves somehow trapped. And the clip is in the IMDb thing. Watch that. It is really, really funny. So silly. So silly.
That's true. Oh, the
But that
IT
was
crowd. Yes.
the
Trigger,
IT
another
Crowd.
good
I
one.
have started watching
Yes.
the IT Crowd at some point, and I thought
Yeah,
it
me
was really
too.
funny.
Yeah.
Yes. We try turning it back off and back on again. I mean,
Yeah. It's your
that's the
thing.
basically that's my
That's
son
you.
thinks it. My son thinks I'm like thinking a Wild Bates character. I can't think of his name now, but he thinks I'm like him.
Chris O'Dowd?
Occasion, not Chris. Yeah, Chris.
Or
Is it Chris O'Dowd's character that does
yeah.
the turning it off and back on again?
I think
Yeah.
so, yeah.
Can't remember who it is, or is it one of the guys in that I get compared to. But yeah, I've got the DVD of that, and I've watched bits, and I need to see the rest of it.
Yeah, I have seen quite a few bit of it as well. It's really funny.
And again,
I
there's
actually remember that more than The Office, to be honest. I don't know, maybe because of the IT connection, I just remember this one more than The Office. So.
All right, so I need to go back and finish watching the IT Crowd.
Yeah.
I think
And
so, yeah.
watch some Father Ted. Any episode, it doesn't really matter.
Father
Okay.
Ted, yeah.
Yeah, the
Equally, I
episodes of IT
recommend.
Crowd that I've seen, I thoroughly enjoyed. So it's not a matter of I didn't like it, so I stopped watching. I just got distracted by something else and
And I mean,
didn't
sometimes
go
for us,
back.
it's harder to get to like shows like that. They're
That's
not
true.
on
Yeah.
American or, well, for me also, American streaming services, they're harder to get to. Not that they're impossible. There is ways.
Oh, yeah, there's ways.
There's ways,
That's
I'm just
true.
saying.
Yeah, there's a lot that I haven't seen because it takes a lot of extra work for me to find and access the shows.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very easy way to do it. Like I do, I have a network for that. I just connect to that network and that's it.
And that's on a different that's on a different IP that appears somewhere else, I presume. Yes. Jacob
Well,
mentioned plebs. Oh yes, that I didn't see that. And that's quite a mod that's a modern-ish one with Brian Mark Addy, that's the guy, who was in classic British comedy, Full Monty movie, you must all know. And
Love
he's
Full
one of the
Monty.
cast of that. Not Richard Carlyle, the other guy, his mate. That's Mark Addy. And he was in this, which is set in Roman times. And that was supposed to be very good as well. I haven't seen it myself. But that's. But again, shout out to Full Monty as being a brilliant comedy film.
Full Monty was a wonderful movie. Absolutely loved it.
Yes, I saw it in the cinema. My wife saw it in the States when she was out there in the crowd of people that wasn't quite sure what was going on, I don't think. And she was laughing like a drain. And wasn't quite sure what was going on. That this was when it came out, so whatever year that was, I mean, I think it's 30 years old now, isn't it? That movie, and so it was one of those things. She was sat there and look at, and her and I think another person that was there was English, were watching it together, and the Americans were all quite sure what to make of it.
I saw it in the theater when it came out, and I laughed a lot. Now, I expect that's because I had so much British comedy under my belt already,
Yes.
even though, in the grand scheme of things, it was a small collection, but I had enough that I could appreciate the humor that was being lost on other people.
Yes, yeah,
And
completely. It's one of those ones. It is, because you're in that that's set just down the road from me in Sheffield. So yeah, that's even cooler than so in that sort of way.
There's one more that I just found that I was
Yeah.
looking for, Keeping Up Appearances.
Oh yeah, everybody
Also,
loved the
like,
world loved this for some
yeah,
reason. I have no
90s,
idea
very
why.
much 90s, like kind of like four
Yes.
seasons or something, but it was, I remember watching it and it was also funny. Like,
I
I
dislike that
enjoyed
one.
watching Keeping Up Appearances as well, and the actress that plays Mrs. Bucket, excuse me, Mrs. Bouquet, Patricia
Yes.
Routledge. Thank you,
Yes.
Patricia Rutledge. I think she's a brilliant comedian.
Oh yeah,
Yes.
completely. There's
That
no
is just
denying it.
yeah.
And her husband, and the long-suffering husband, Clive Swift, again,
Oh,
equally.
Clive Swift is wonderful too.
Yes, equally. The sort of the two sort of things.
Clive Swift did a Doctor Who Christmas special, one of the David Tennant
Yes, yes, he
episodes.
did. It's true.
Yeah.
Yes, he's been in all sorts. He's still what a British sort of TV. He's been in all sorts of things. All
That's
sorts of
awesome.
things, generally. Another couple that the bottom of that one's reminding me of, The Vicar of Dibley. I don't know where that one spread its wings to the world. Dawn French.
I have heard of it, and I know it's been on PBS. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah. So
Maybe I've
just
seen it,
down
forgotten about it.
Lady Vicar in a small town thing. Again, recurring characters, same old kind of fun. Lots and lots of fun. That was quite a good, that's quite a good one as well. That's that Dawn French's was part of a comic duo, which was Jennifer
French and
Saunders,
Saunders.
French and Saunders, another limping to another comedy sketch show of classic times. Those two guys were brilliant. And again, yeah, so
Hey, you know what else is brilliant? The
you and
TSO
Jeff.
hosts. True story. So what makes TSO hosts so brilliant? Well, they offer web hosting services and help people buy domain names, and they do what they do incredibly well, and they offer great customer support. So if you ever have a problem, they're friendly, they're right on top of it, and they help you get the problem solved. So why would I be sitting here saying they're brilliant? Well, it's because they're taking the things that they do so well and giving those to us so that we can be here to bring you shows every single week. And apparently this week, make it clear that I need to sign up for BritBox so that I can watch all of the shows that I have been missing. By the way, Trigger in the chat room is saying next week do British comedies. I get that joke. I get that one. Yeah, anyhow, TSO hosts, they're giving us the bandwidth so that we can live stream shows to you every single week. They are giving us the hosting space, so there's a place for the website to live. They're giving us the extra server space we need so that all of the show recordings have a place to live as well. Without their generous support, we wouldn't be able to bring all of these resources together so that we can do what we do for you every single week. So we really, really appreciate the generosity of TSO hosts and the fact that they decided to give back to the community through us. So thank you, TSO hosts. And hey, all of you, if you could take just a second and hop on to your favorite social media and thank TSO host for being here and supporting the British Tech Network. That would be absolutely fabulous. Do you see what I did there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, it would be great. So please go do that because it's an awesome way to let TSO hosts know that we all appreciate that they're here supporting us. So thank you again, TSO hosts. And, as long as I'm talking about TSO hosts, I might as well mention that if you need to buy domain names, you might as well use them because they offer good pricing. They make it easy for you to find that domain name you want and then get it in your cart. And here's what makes it even better. You can add the discount
Lasers.
code BTN. Lasers make everything better.
Oh.
Add the discount code BTN 20 to your checkout, and you're going to get an extra 20% off. And that's just because you're part of the BTN family. So thank you again, TSO host, for being here and supporting us. And Patrice, I feel like you really haven't said much today. So can I ask you to tell people about the live chat just so we can mix it up a little bit?
Of course. I can, and we have a really cool live chat today. There was a great suggestion that I immediately added to our list. We should talk about German comedy shows. And no, that's the thing. It is not gonna be a short show because I know a ton. I have a feeling you have no clue any of about any of them, but I could mention a ton. So yeah, would be
I know
interesting. There is
about
some
Monty
really
Python
crazy
being
stuff.
hired to do a British translation of Flying Circus, and that's it.
that actually would be funny. Yeah, no, there's like there was especially in the 90s and 2000s there was a like kind of a resurgence of good German comedy and some really good shows and I mean acts that go to this day sometimes. So there's even a couple movies like comedy movies in Germany that were super successful, like a parody of Star Trek called Traumschiff Surprise, so kind of like Love Boat Surprise or something like that, you could say.
Okay.
So with like a gay crew and so on, so really funny. Is that there's I mean German humor, whatever. There's tons of really good stuff. Yeah, but we have a really cool live chat. That's where I jumped off. My brain just went squirrels. If you, like we have a live, like kind of a live streaming system. So when we are recording this very show, you can just head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com and like watch us and chat with us and all of that. And it's super easy to use. We record the big show every Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time. Whatever that is in your time zone. Does not matter if it's daylight saving or not, it is a 7 p.m. UK local time. So convert that to wherever you are. And if you head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com, you can talk to us. There's like on the right-hand side a little chat thingy. You can even select your own name if you want, like tap on the little purple thing up top, the little drop down, say, hey, I want to change my name. And it will remember that. So it has some really funny auto-generated names. Like, let me scroll up a little bit if I can find a good example. Of course, I can't. Somehow, it lost that. But it's always generating some fun names for us. But you can just easily change that. By the way, Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time, if you want to listen to this very show. But well, usually we do Apple News for the next, we'll probably say two shows, or one to two shows probably. We will do another Summer of Fun edition. So no clue what we'll talk about tomorrow, but there will be another Summer of Fun edition tomorrow on the Mac Show, 4 p.m. UK time for this one. If you are listening to this in the recorded form and you're like, hey, I like all of these shows are fun that you've mentioned and some of them I've never heard of, and how do I find them? No sweat. We have a transcript, a live transcript of this very show, of this very chat. So all you have to do is you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and then there's a little calendar that pops up and you select a date. And if you select the date of today, for example, which would be the 22nd of August, 2024, then you will see everything that we talked about. That's how easy
Awesome.
that is.
Thank you for doing that,
Like,
Patrice.
including all the links, I should mention that. So.
And Patrice, thank you for putting in the effort to upgrade, update, modernize our live stream system and live chat. And I know you always say, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. Not for you, it wasn't, but for the rest of us, we needed it to not be a big deal for you. So thank you for putting in all the work to get us modernized with the live stream and live chat. You rock. And
You're
with
welcome.
that, I think it's about time to wrap up. So Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me here on this very network, these shows, Big Show and Mac Show, both of them, every week, except for the 1 week a month when I'm traveling to Portugal. Work trips, I can't do this. But usually I'm here. You can find out everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast projects, literally everything about me on my website, thepatrice.com. And Jeff and I, since it was mentioned before, have a little show that we call Retro Rewatch, where we rewatch retro shows. And so far, at least the deal has been, I've seen it a million times and Jeff has never seen it. And we are rewatching Stargate SG-1. There should be a new episode out tomorrow if I manage and don't forget to have edit the episode tonight. Doesn't take that long, but I just have to remember to do it. And there will be a new episode tomorrow. And yeah, it's a really fun show that Jeff and I do. Yeah, we no rules. We might whatever we decide is the rule for the show. The rule, the only rule is one of us hasn't seen it, I would say. Although it's
That
kind of
that's
pointless.
fair.
And it should be retro, like not a modern show.
It's a lot of fun. I'm glad we're doing the show.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome. All right, Ian, where can people find you?
People can find me on LinkedIn, usually the easiest place. I'm starting posting there a little bit more. Ian Grant, look for me there, Veeam Software. That's where you'll see me. Otherwise, I'm in the Slack room here occasionally. Those are most of the places on social media you'll find me. I don't do too much on the socials, but I'm starting to post a few more bits over there.
Awesome. And again, welcome back. It's
Thank
great
you.
to have you around. All right. So for me, social media, I'm Jay Gamut, pretty much everywhere. I am active right now on Mastodon and Instagram. And then for shows, most Tuesdays, excuse me, on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, most Thursdays on Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS. Then here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays for the Big Show, Fridays for the Mac Show. Then Brian Chaffin and I, we do the Context Machine. And as Patrice mentioned, the two of us are doing Retro Rewatch. And with that, it is now time for us to wrap up. Even though I know we could go all day talking about all the different British shows, turns out there's a lot of quality content that comes out of the UK.
He made some good stuff back in the day and still do. There's still stuff being made, Ghosts being one of the sort of the modern examples where I'll tell
Still making
good
shows
comedy,
that we
good
copy
comedy.
over here in the States.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's
watch
true.
both. Well, I'm both have their own thing apparently. I mean, but yeah, watch them both.
All right. So, yeah. All right. I think I got through all the stuff about where people can find me, and we got through where people can find both of you. So with that, now it's okay for me to say thank you to both of you for being here and making today just so much fun for me. This has been an absolute blast, and I do realize that I probably do need to subscribe to BritBox because I do not have access to a lot of shows that apparently I should have seen.
Yes. Yes. Get a free trial
So,
for a bit and have a watch and see if there's enough there to keep you amused. I'm sure there is.
oh, I'm sure there is.
Jeeves and Worcester.
I have friends that have said that in the States, signing up for Crunchyroll is a gateway drug to signing up for BritBox because you get a lot of content, but you don't get all the seasons or all the episodes. So then you have to sign up for BritBox so that you can get everything that you want to see that you're exposed to on Crunchyroll. Yeah. So now you know. It's how they get us.
Absolutely.
All right. So hey, thank you to everyone that's been watching, listening live, participating in the live chat. All of you are awesome. And all of you that watch or listen to the shows later, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. And Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And Tio Sojos, thank you for being here to support us so we can bring shows to people every single week. And with that, hey, join us tomorrow for the Mac Show, where we'll be doing another Summer Fun edition. And then join us again next week on Thursday for the Big Show, Friday for the Mac Show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.